In the early 1940s, Dayton's population swelled as employment opportunities in area factories, research facilities, and military installations rose dramatically. But there wasn't enough housing for these new workers and their families. In response to the shortage, three unique public housing developments were built. One of these developments was the topic of a Why So Curious question from a listener, so Community Voices producer Renee Wild took a stroll through Greenmont Village and found it still going strong 80 years later.
Greenmont Village might be tucked away between Woodman and Patterson on the border of Kettering and Dayton, but the neighborhood stands out because unlike the rest of the area, most of these houses have flat roofs. Now, some people joke that they look like sugar cubes or shoeboxes, but in the 1940s when they were built, they were essential housing for Dayton's defense workers and their families. Wartime manufacturing was great for Dayton, and by 1943, the city had an employment rate increase of 124% over the previous decade. And that quick rise in employment led to a labor shortage. So Dayton began to actively recruit workers from the southern states. But now, the city had a new problem. Where to put all these relocated workers and their families? The housing shortage meant that three or four families were often sharing a single house, sleeping in shifts, while others, who were less fortunate, lived out of garages, automobiles, and even sewer pipes. Wright-Patterson Fields alone saw an increase of 75,000 to 125,000 new workers.
My name is Shane Bowling, and my grandparents were some of the people that came in when the community was first developed. And then my parents also lived here, so arguably three generations of Greenmont Village in my lineage.
Shane's grandfather was one of the newly relocated workers to Wright-Patterson. We're sitting in the Bullpen, a small diner in the corner of Dot's Grocery Store, which used to be the food co-op for Greenmont Mutual Housing Village. The 500-acre village was one of three mutual ownership defense housing communities in Dayton. It was designed to be community-minded and self-governed. Residents had their own post office, daycare center, community church, and parks. And when construction was completed in 1942, the residential units in the Greenmont Mutual Housing Corporation filled up immediately. And by 1948, there was a waiting list of thousands. Even today, potential residents can wait years for an available property. The Spartan flat-roofed architecture of the houses gave the community its signature look.
They do lack a certain amount of flair, I guess you might say. But if you're into the cubism movement, that might be something that you find very appealing. There was a time where if you didn't know where you lived, it could create sort of a problem trying to differentiate, trying to find one home from another, because they all have a tendency to be sort of square and rectangular with aluminum siding and a window on each side and a front door.
The community was developed around a central open area with streets branching off of it, so that from above, it kind of looks like a giant spider.
I remember when I was a child watching people walk around the circle, and we used to walk through the garden over to the park, playing on the swings and stuff like that. It was really sort of an idyllic suburban upbringing, to tell you the truth.
The original model for the village set aside 30 acres for community garden plots.
Definitely remember people sharing the produce that they had grown, though. I especially remember the light shining through the window while my grandmother sat at the kitchen table and she's doing those snap peas or string beans.
The gardens are still a popular part of the village, but the other community-owned services, like the food co-op, church, and daycare center, are gone. After Kettering Incorporated in 1952, Greenmont Elementary became a part of the city school system. But it's unclear when or why most of the other services were discontinued. I did find an answer to the most visible change to Greenmont Village in the past 80 years, those iconic roof lines.
So I think as time goes on, they're moving into doing the pitched roof as the roofs need work.
there's enough pockets of the flat roof style houses remaining that you can still get a sense of the original 1940s neighborhood. And Greenmont does remain a mutually owned community. And speaking of the original neighborhood, one of Greenmont Village's earliest and most famous residents would go on to become hobo and folk singer Hugh Utah Phillips, who credits playing along the tracks bordering the village for his lifelong love of trains. I'll leave you with one of his train songs that he wrote for his young son. For Why So Curious, I'm Renee Wilde.
Daddy, what's the train? Is it something I can ride?
Why So Curious is sponsored by Proto Build Bar, proud supporter of Curious Minds. Ask a question for WYSO reporters on our website, WYSO.org.
Daddy, what's the train?